Okay, real quick, yeah. When Sean was mentioning that I was sounding rough, it's because I'm still moving around. I'm unpacking and stuff because I got to flip everything around because I go back on Friday night, Saturday morning, back to Indy because the race is this coming weekend. Then I got to do laundry again, flip everything around because I got clothes that I wear for Detroit. I don't go down there looking like a bum. I look like I'm somebody important. Even though I'm credentialed, I'm not actually working. Got to keep up with the Joneses and their fashions and their style. I'll never forget a few years ago, I was down in Detroit. We were on Belle Isle, and that paddock in Belle Isle is a 300,000-square-foot slab of white cement. It's like 90 degrees out, and there's a guy that's got a Florida tan, dressed in a long-sleeved black shirt, heavy black jeans, not a spot of his, I mean, I bet the tags were still on the inside of him, jeans, and cowboy boots, and he thought he was the cat's pajamas walking around the paddock, because you could tell that guy was sweating buckets. You gotta dress comfortable, you gotta dress smart, you gotta wear long sleeves, if not, you'll get sunburned. My girlfriend's ex-husband just died about a year and a half ago from skin cancer, because he was a jock. Never protected himself, thought nothing would ever happen to him until he got the doctor's call that he was on end-stage skin cancer. So, yeah, sad story but true, but, yeah. So, anyways, that's the gist of my next couple of weeks.